Justin, you've just received the Presidential Early Career Award for Scientists and Engineers, the highest honor bestowed by the U.S. for professionals in the early stages of their independent research careers. And to use the most cliche reporter question of all time, how do you feel about that?
It's absolutely an incredible experience. It's completely unexpected. When I'm doing all of these various activities in terms of my research, you are so interested in it and you get so involved in it, you start to wonder if anyone else cares. And this award is one of those things that tells you that other people are interested in what I'm doing.
Were you aware this was coming, or was it a complete surprise?
When I first found out that it was coming was November of 2011. And it was a surprise then, obviously. But the way it happened was somebody in our group, I still don't know who, they weren't allowed to tell us, nominated me. And it went to the USGS headquarters. They then vetted through the process of many multiple candidates throughout the USGS, then went to the Department of Interior. They vetted it with all their other agencies. And then it went to the White House for selection after that.
Did the president actually bestow this honor upon you?
Yes. There was a ceremony at the Natural History Museum first where we got to meet the heads of each of the various agencies, whether it be USGS or NASA or whoever the agency lead was for the awardee. And then we got to go to the White House and take a group photo with the president. He came in and gave us a brief speech about how proud he was of us and told us keep up the good work and to help out his daughters with any science homework. It was our national duty to help out his daughters with their science homework. To shake his hand was a very surreal experience.
Your work focused on studying the formation of the moon, or the evolution of the moon, and apparently you discovered the answer to a longstanding riddle about the moon. What was the riddle and what was the answer?
So basically, when you look at the moon in the night sky, the first thing that you're going to notice is that there's basically two colors. There's a lightish, kind of whitish color, and a darker blackish color. The blackish color is basalt, very similar to what we see here in northern Arizona, and the whitish color is something called ferro-anorthosite, which is just crustal material. Now, we can't see the far side of the moon here from the Earth, but from missions, we know we've been able to see the far side of the moon, and the far side of the moon doesn't have that dichotomy. However, based on looking at lunar samples and looking at remote sensing data, I was able to kind of backtrack and look into the far history of the moon to better understand what the moon looked like after it first formed. The moon was basically a large ball of magma that was in orbit around the Earth. It then started to cool, and when it cooled, it went through a crystallization sequence or a cooling sequence where minerals started to solidify. And as that solidification process went on, a very thin layer of kind of magma or liquid was concentrated in between the crust and the mantle of the moon. It's radioactive, and so it continued to stay hot. And as the rest of the moon continued to cool, the moon experienced a very large other impact. That impact basically took that thin layer of heated material that was sandwiched between the crust and the mantle and concentrated it on the near side of the moon, and then mixed it up into the lunar mantle, which then melted to produce basalts. And so you then had this concentration that used to be global, but now is all on the near side of the moon in terms of both basalts and these radioactive elements.
So if given the opportunity, would you actually get on a spaceship and go to the moon?
Yeah, I would. I can't imagine what the Apollo astronauts must have faced, having families and sitting on this large explosive rocket that you could die at any second. But to have the unique opportunity to go to a place where almost no one else is ever going to go, that would be obviously a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So I would think that, yes, I would have to go. Mars would be another question. At least the moon's only a few days away. Mars is many, many months away. And that would be the big difference, I think.
Justin Haggerty, thanks so much for your time. It was very interesting talking to you, and congratulations on your award.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.